Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Students, faculty, and staff at UMass Boston today are defending the school's chancellor. Chancellor Keith Motley is stepping down at the end of the semester. It's going to be the recently hired deputy chancellor's job to repair the school budget, which now has a major deficit. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Chancellor Motley was off campus today and not available for an interview. In the halls and elevated walkways of UMass Boston, however, Motley is finding support. Sophomore Michael Martinoli from New Hampshire lives across the street from UMass Boston at Harbor Point.
So I hear the construction every morning. That's my alarm clock.
UMass Boston is one big construction zone, as costly new dorms are being built and utilities placed underground to prepare for more buildings. Martinoli, who is studying marketing, defends Motley.
He's definitely getting most of the blame put on him because it's more complex than just one person doing one thing. You know what I'm saying? It's way more difficult. So just everything that's going on financially, I think it's be putting on him. He's an awesome person. I think he's doing a good job. Well, was doing a good job.
Staff was defending Motley, too. Michelle McIntyre is an instructional designer. She helps faculty put together their courses, both with content and technology.
He's really great at keeping the spirit of the university up and going, so he'll be sorely missed.
McIntyre says her department has seen serious budget cuts.
We have unfilled positions that are pretty critical. We function a lot with graduate assistants. We've seen that budget cutting, although everybody's trying to, manage the best they can. But there's been significant cuts to budgets.
Due to a projected budget deficit, cuts are being felt across campus. Bernice Alexander is an administrative assistant in the dean's office in the College of Education and Human Development.
Oh, yeah.
What kind?
It's just that we're just not ordering, like, supplies and stuff like that, Just trying to keep a low budget with everything so we can stay afloat.
Alexander says Motley's stepping down is not altogether a surprise, given the university's financial problems.
Surprised and kind of not surprised, but I'm going to miss him. I think he was a great guy, and I think he did well as a chancellor.
The popular chancellor is stepping down after he forecast a $2.3 million surplus for this fiscal year. A university official says halfway through the fiscal year in December, that predicted surplus had turned into a projected $15 million deficit, and a report found that over the last 4 years, reserves have fallen by more than half. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.